Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway. Read by John Slattery.
Book 1, Chapter 1. In the late summer of that year, we lived in a house in a village that looked across the river and the plain to the mountains. In the bed of the river, there were pebbles and boulders, dry and white in the sun, and the water was clear and swiftly moving and blue in the channels. Troops went by the house, then down the road, and the dust they raised powdered the leaves of the trees. The trunks of the trees, too, were dusty, and the leaves fell early that year, and we saw the troops marching along the road, and the dust rising and leaves, stirred by the breeze, falling, and the soldiers marching, and afterward the road bare and white, except for the leaves. The plain was rich with crops. There were many orchards of fruit trees, and beyond the plain the mountains were brown and bare. There was fighting in the mountains, and at night we could see the flashes from the artillery. In the dark it was like summer lightning, but the nights were cool, and there was not the feeling of a storm coming. Sometimes in the dark we heard the troops marching under the window, and guns going past pulled by motor tractors. There was much traffic at night, and many mules on the road with boxes of ammunition on each side of their pack saddles, and gray motor trucks that carried men and other trucks with loads covered with canvas that moved slower in the traffic. There were big guns, too, that passed in the day, drawn by tractors, the long barrels of the guns covered with green branches,